with financial, I would say she's a financial advisor, but she's a little bit more than that. She is the owner of Mzansi Financial Education and just has been on awesome shows in South Africa like Shark Tank, giving business advice to young entrepreneurs. We've got Martine Solomon on the line. Martine, I hope you are well. Please tell us, what are we chatting about today?
Hey, Fix, thanks so much. Yeah, I think we're going to be chatting about a few mistakes that we often make with money. Not really a comfortable topic that we're wanting to talk about, but such a necessary topic that we need to speak about. So I think the first thing that, you know, I would say, one of the top money mistakes is that people don't save towards an emergency fund. And I think it took a global pandemic for us to realize that these are quite important things, you know, that we need to do, because this, an emergency fund essentially safeguards us against loss of income or unexpected expenses, you know, and of course global pandemics. At the end of the day, and unexpected expenses could or loss of income. I think a lot of us are facing retrenchments at the moment. A lot of us are facing, that our salaries have been decreased, and this could have put or would have put a huge pressure on people if they didn't have an emergency fund. And yeah, you know, how much money should you have in an emergency fund? Generally, about 6 months' worth of income. Because it generally takes you about 6 months to get back on your feet, just to look for something else and to make sure that you can put the necessary processes in place to circumvent that you are in a predicament where you don't have an income, etc. You know, and it could be a birth visa, a vet visit, a debt in the family, all of those types of things, you know. And then another one of our biggest money mistakes in South Africa, we do have a very instant gratification society where we want things right now. So we use credit instead of cash. And credit can be good or bad. And essentially, if you are buying things on a credit card, please make sure that you are paying that off within the specified, interest-free time that your credit card provider gives you, because if you're not doing that, if you are paying this goods that you're purchasing over a longer period, you could be paying up to 50% more than the original purchase price, particularly because you are then exposed to fees and interest, and a lot of people don't realize that. So at the end of paying this thing over 2 or 3 years, you essentially could be paying about 50% more than the original purchase price. And then number three, yeah, it's quite interesting. And people don't pay attention to these things because we don't go into our credit card statements each and every single month and go and check these things up until we become more cognizant of what we're doing with our money. And then I know that number three, people are going to, ostracize me for this. Because we're all wanting to buy that out-of-the-box car, that new car, and, you know, it's the saying that goes, oh, no, I'm buying it out of the box. First and foremost, cars don't come in boxes. So we should get rid of that thing. And secondly, a car is a depreciating asset. So the moment you drive the car out of the box off the showroom floor, you take on the responsibility as that first-time buyer, as the immediate depreciation person. And that is not just the fact that the car reduces in its value immediately, but it also means that you're paying higher tax on it, and it also means that you're paying a higher insurance cost on it. So it's all of those types of things that we don't pay attention to that we really should be. And I'm always saying, you know what? It's really wonderful to have a new car, but let's make, if you're buying a demo vehicle, you're still getting all the perks of a new car where you're getting the motor plans and, you know, all of those types of things. But let us just be wiser in making those savvy money decisions and, rather have more money in our pocket to do the things that we love and to save towards our emergency funds and stuff than to have that ink or that 2 minutes of fame on Instagram where you bought the car out of the box, essentially.
What? 100% Martine, absolutely loving it. Three money mistakes that we tend to make. Martine Solomon from Mzansi Financial Education, thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Look forward to chatting to you guys again soon.
Awesome. That's Martine. Once again, number one, emergency fund, 6 months worth of income. Make sure you have that. Number two, credit card statements. Interests there, just check what those are like. And number three, don't spend millions on a car. Be wise, be savvy. All of Martine's